The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
You'll never know how much it really bugs you. You'll never know until your brain's impaired. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, it's maddening. Tell me why I'm in the kitchen. Now my mission isn't clear. It just disappeared. Listen.
Brittany Griffin Spencer. The tall one, the one that still lives here.
I get my children's names all wrong. Oh, whoa, so scary. My coffee cup, it hides from me. It runs around when I can't see.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. Give us a call at 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. Check out the new t-shirt that people are raving about. It's right at the top of the list there. You'll see them, male and female. It's an amazing design. I spent countless hours designing it, and people are loving it. Yeah, so go ahead and check that out. The main monologue today is going to be about Americans' forgetfulness. Democrats, socialists, liberals are counting on it. Your mind is so short-sighted, and you forget so easily that they can get away with murder pretty much. So a buddy of mine, conservative buddy, he sent me a text that's pretty telling. And he wanted me to mention that the fact that corporate fascists are doing the will of the demo fascists. But once they are done using them, they will destroy them also. And they are stupid. Freedom of speech is to be eliminated by the corporate demons. Freedom of speech is to be eliminated by the corporate demons. So he's absolutely right. Absolutely right. So thank you for that message. It's a very important message. And do you agree or disagree with him? Give us a call. Let us know. Your voice is important too. I'd like to hear from you. Do you agree or disagree with him? If so, why? So, but definitely, we need to talk about Americans being so forgetful, because this is a problem. But right now, I'm not going to spend time on that right now. I want to get into some news. So let's do some news right now. And we'll get into that monologue a little bit later in the show. So let's see here. Start off with this. 39 seconds per case. Grand juries, 900 indictments challenged. Let's see. That's pretty telling. This is from the Herald. And let's see what it says here. If I could get rid of these stupid pop-ups, that drives me nuts. Okay, it says, many York County defense lawyers are claiming that the county grand jury in June did not properly review more than 900 cases presented in a single day and want every indictment issued that month tossed. The lawyers want a new grand jury after the existing panel failed to do its job, according to the motion filed Friday in York County. So that's very disturbing. Prosecutors fired back, saying the grand jurors worked hard for 10 hours June 14th and that the indictments are proper and appropriate. I don't know that I could agree with that. 900 cases in 10 hours? No, it can't be. I don't think that it's accurate. There's no way. 900 cases, that's almost 1,000 cases. So you can tell me 1,000 cases. So let's see. If you do the math, that means an hour per case pretty much. And that's not a lot. So I have to disagree with the prosecutors there. I definitely disagree and think that they should be tossed. Anyway, so over 24 defense lawyers, 27 in all, filed a motion to quash all the June indictments, discharge the current grand jury, and have a new grand jury picked because the lawyers say 904 true bill indictments were issued on one day. Yeah, that's crazy. That number is more than double any previous month in 2018 and about triple some months. So, I'm afraid that I have to agree with that. That's insane. You can't. No wonder the people are getting away with murder. It's just crazy. But in this case, people are maybe being jailed and they may be innocent because the people are just whizzing through it like an hour. Okay, guilty, innocent, guilty. They're not taking any time. I have to agree with this. This is ridiculous. Toss them out and review them. I say, yeah, that needs to be done immediately. Immediately. Actress New Darling of Left. Which actress are we talking about here? Which actress is this? I don't recognize her face. A black lady. 18 activists, Harvard bound. How Yara Shahibidi, or I don't even know how you pronounce it, became the face and brain of the young Hollywood. I don't know her, honestly. Let's keep reading and see if I read any of her work. Apparently, the star found fame on Black-ish and its spinoff, and she's finding her voice as the unofficial spokesperson for Gen Z and woke. If Yara wants to be president one day, she will be. But first, Shahibidi, I'm going to just call it the heebie-jeebie. I don't know how you... The heebie-jeebie is gearing up for a major transition as she reveals what her college essays were about and her plan to launch a podcast with the Pod Save America team. Walk a New York City block with Yara Heebie-jeebie and you too will find yourself questioning how she expects to blend in when her freshman year at Harvard begins in a matter of weeks. I would like to say I care, but I don't. So let's just close this out and get to more important stuff. I don't want to talk about heebie-jeebie anymore. Advocates condemn psych techniques used to keep kids online. What's this all about? What is this all about? What are they doing? Let's see here. This is a Chicago AP story. Children's advocates want the American Psychological Association to condemn the tech industry's practice of using persuasive psychological techniques to keep kids glued to their screens. The advocates citing research that links excessive use of social media and video games with depression and academic troubles. They say it's unethical for psychologists to be involved in tactics that risk harming kids' well-being. Skeptics say the research is inconclusive, and they note that psychologists have been involved in other industries, marketing and advertising for decades. The group seeking intervention includes 60 U.S. psychologists, researchers, children's advocates, and the Children's Screen Time Action Network. So, there you go. If this is actually an accurate study, you know, sucking youths in by those type of tactics, I say do away with it. But I don't know that it's an accurate. I don't really know any youths. So if any youths are listening and you want to weigh in on this, by all means, weigh in. 323-835-1123. Politicalbombshow.cf. Whoa. Huh. Interesting. Chicagoland. Man shot dead by neighbor in argument over dog peeing. Huh. Wow. Let's see what's going on here. Very, very. This is CBS Chicago Channel 2 story. It says here, as Chicago police add more officers to communities, many residents in crime-ridden communities are afraid the crime isn't going to stop. One of the victims of gun violence this past weekend died allegedly over something as small as a dog rivaling its as a dog relieving itself on someone else's property. Police say the fatal shooting happened in the 7700 block of South Shore on August 3rd around 8:45 p.m. The victim was struck in the head, in the leg, left arm, and the chest, and pronounced dead on the scene. This is sick. So someone's dog relieved himself on the property, and this person got so angry that they killed them. I mean, that's the people don't have value on anyone's lives anymore. I mean, it's like someone does something as simple as that, and you shoot them dead. I mean, that's just sick. I mean, you have no remorse at all. I mean, no regard for human life. If you're gonna kill someone for something as simple as that, something must be wrong with you. Something must definitely seriously be wrong in the head with you if you want to kill someone because their dog peed on your property. How, you're a horrible, horrible person. It's inconceivable that you would kill someone because their dog relieved themselves on your property. Are you really that crazy? I mean, if you don't like it, fine. Tell the person, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, sir. I noticed that your dog has been relieving himself on my property. Do you mind not having him do that, please? Thank you. Something like that. You could have easily said that they would have probably said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was bothering you. I won't let it happen again. But no, you just decide that I'm just going to shoot them dead. Wow. You're a sick puppy. Sick puppy. Okay, what is this? Goodwin says it's time for Trump to play his ace in the hole. What is this all about? Let's see here. This is a New York Post story. And let's see why it's time for Trump to play his ace in the hole. It says here, you return from a great vacation and POW. Reality hits like a punch in the nose, and that's not counting the hassle of New York airports and traffic. The pain begins when you remember that the hapless Jeff Sessions, I agree, he was the worst. I thought he was going to be a great pick, but he's the worst. Hapless Jeff Sessions is absolutely correct. Hapless Jeff Sessions is still the Attorney General. He really needs to be gone of the United States. It sharpens with the realization that Rod Rosenstein, officially Sessions' deputy, but really the boss of the Justice Department and FBI, continues to get away with the biggest partisan heist of modern times. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the damn truth? Rosenstein is guilty of three main sins. One, he gives his spawn, special counsel Robert the Mule Donkey Mueller, virtually unlimited time, scope, and budget to target anyone who worked for President Trump, campaign and administration. As the ongoing trial of Paul Manafort illustrates, the tactic involves throwing the kitchen sink of charges with the aim of terrifying defendants so they will be more inclined to spill any possible beans on Trump in exchange for leniency. The zealous approach and exorbitant legal fees involved for defendants or witnesses serve as deterrents for anyone who might consider public service. And although there is no indication the president did anything wrong, the search for a crime to pin on him creates a cloud over everything he does and could influence the midterm elections. Rosenstein's second sin is the arrogant stiff-arming of congressional attempts to ferret on the facts about how the Trump probe actually started. It is a national disgrace. It is a national disgrace that 19 months after the president took the oath, the public is kept in the dark about the most basic things, including whether the FBI had any credible allegations about collusion or whether it revealed exclusively whether it relied exclusively on the Hillary Clinton finance Russian dossier to get the surveillance warrant against Trump associate Kate Carter Page. It's so true. We also don't know how much money the FBI itself paid Christopher Steele, true, the former British spy who compiled the dossier. I don't see how all these people are still running around free. I really don't understand it. And why the agency continued to use Steele as a source after it fired him for leaking to the media. Nor do we know why the FBI sent at least one spy and maybe two to snoop on the Trump campaign. Then there is the tsunami of leaks coming from the law enforcement and intelligence agencies that were clearly designed first to defeat Trump, then to undermine him. Absolutely true. I couldn't say it better myself. All these evidence are unprecedented, and Rosenstein continues to thwart all efforts to explain them or hold anyone accountable, and he's not going to. His imperious refusal suggests he sees himself and the Justice Department as above the law. Absolutely correct. It's so true. Very, very true. So, what else here? Let's get to where. What is Trump's ace in the hole? Come, I'm not going to read the whole article here. Let's see here. Come on. Okay, here we go. Fortunately, there is one card left to play. It is Trump's ace in the hole, and now is the time to pull it on the table. As I and others have noted, a president has almost unlimited powers to declassify any document within the executive branch. It is a mystery why Trump hasn't used this power. It's true. I don't understand why he hasn't done this, because this would put an end to all of this crap. Why hasn't he done it? I don't understand it, especially because he rails so frequently about the unfairness of both probes. It's true. Why hasn't he done this? He could in an instant strike a blow for accountability and transparency by ordering the Justice Department to give Congress everything it wants, subject to very limited restrictions. Embarrassment does not qualify as a reason for withholding information. Let's repeat that again, so the Justice Department could freaking listen again. Embarrassment does not qualify as a reason for withholding information. You hear that, mother flowers? Almost certainly, the bias against Trump and in favor of Clinton would be glaring if the documents troves were exposed. So, I have to agree with this article. That's an ace in the hole, and I definitely don't understand why Trump hasn't used this yet. I really don't. Because I certainly, if I was president, you wouldn't have to tell me twice. It would have been out. Boom. That would have been that. Congress was calling for it. I would have declassified it all. Here you go. Just get it out there. Transparency. So I definitely agree with that article. Well written. Very well done. I definitely agree with that article there. So, yeah, Trump needs to play his ace in the hole. I agree with that. Sessions he's beginning to shape out to be the worst attorney general ever. I thought he was going to be a great attorney general, but I was wrong. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I am admitting that I was wrong. He's a mother flower. Plain and simple. Mother flower. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Herd of cattle help cops corral fleeing suspect. Huh. Let's see. Sounds interesting. What kind of cattle? Sheep? I'm guessing it's sheep, right? Let's see here. This is from Tampa Bay Times. And it says here, watch a herd of cattle help police corral a fleeing Florida woman. Okay, let's watch this. It looks like it's a herd of cows, actually. Cows. It says the herd became the herders Monday when a woman fleeing police through a pasture was chased down by more than a dozen cows, leading her straight to the officers and arrested, according to the Sanford Police Department. That's funny. Good stuff. Moo. I'm sorry, I had to make that sound. What is this? Jurors mole day of reckoning in Roundup cancer trial. What's this about? Let's see. This is from, what's this? France 24. San Francisco. The lawyer for a California groundskeeper dying of cancer urged jurors Tuesday to make Monsanto pay hundreds of millions of dollars for failing to warn about the health risk of weed killer Roundup. Today is their day of reckoning, attorney Brent Wisner told jurors as he urged them to impose a penalty of more than $400 million on Monsanto for hiding the cancer-causing potential of Roundup and commercial strength version Ranger Pro. Yeah, if this is in fact true that they were hiding and knew it was cancerous, which I could see that they did that, because some people are corrupt. It's all about money and power, and they won't care about killing anyone. So if this is true, I think $400 million isn't even enough. Why not a lot more than that? It's not right. Not right at all. So I was thinking about buying stocks of the Movie Pass. I mentioned that, but after doing research on it, I think it's going to be throwing money down the drain, and so I'd never bothered getting the movie stock, which was 6 cents at the time. I don't know how much it is now, but I'm not going to mess with it. If it goes up, I guess I'll be kicking myself, but I don't think it will, so I'm not messing with it. Not messing with it at all. Kingdom selling off Canadian assets as row intensifies. Let's see what's this about here. Saudi Arabia is selling off its Canadian assets as row intensifies, reports say. Let's see here. Saudi Arabia's diplomatic spat with Canada looks set to escalate following a report that the Middle Eastern country has instructed its brokers to sell Canadian assets. Anger between the two countries erupted last week when Canadian officials urged Rahidi to immediately release women's rights activist Samar Badawi. Okay, I read this before. Laura Trump headlines, effort to end Florida dog racing. I have heard about dog racing as far as greyhounds. They mistreat the animals, and when they're useless, they kill them. So I could agree with that. But although this is not looking like a greyhound dog, this looks like a yellow lab, which is the exact type of dog that I'm going to be buying when I get a house. I've decided on a yellow lab. I've always wanted one. And I think yellow labs would get along. They're more inclined to get along with my sugar gliders than the other type of breeds I was looking at. So Laura Trump, a leading advocate of animals and President Trump's daughter-in-law, is taking a central role in the effort to kill dog racing in Florida. On Thursday, she will join with anti-racing supporters, including Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, to push Amendment 13, which would ban commercial greyhound racing in the state after December 31st, 2020. Yeah, so it is greyhounds, even though they're showing a different dog there. Okay. A recent court decision has raised questions if the amendment will be on November ballot, but advocates are confident that they will win in an appeal. Yeah, I don't like greyhound racing because the dogs aren't treated right. Some may say, well, what about horse racing? Well, I don't know much about horse racing, but I could do a show on that and talk about horse racing and dog racing. Maybe I'll do that like on a Saturday show or something, and see if I could dig into it and see any reports of misuse and mistreated of dogs in horse race. So I might do that in the future there. What is this lovable companion? Let's see. Lovable companion. What do we have here? Can emotional AI make Anki's new robot into a lovable companion? If there's a robot uprising anytime soon, it seems unlikely to start in our living rooms. Robotic vacuums like Roomba sell well because they are so handy, but other types of home robots, pets, and companions from Sony, I'll scroll down, from Sony's Abu Robo Pooch to the recently shuttered Karoo, backed by bots, have flopped due to both prices and expectations that have been set unreasonably high. If any company can eventually bring us a domestic robot like Rosie from the Jetsons, Anki is a good bet. Started by three Karine's Mellon Robotics Institute graduates in 2010, the company has racked up over $200 million in venture funding. More important, it's attracted customers. Anki has already sold 1.5 million robots by taking what it sees as the easiest route into the home, toys. The star is the manic little bulldozer looking bot called Cosmo that drives around the tabletop and plays simple games with light up cubes. I've never heard of these things. I'm trying to see if I could see a picture of these. I don't see any. Oh, there it is. I don't care. I really can't pretend like I care. I am not caring. Yet some more AI stuff. New AI programs take computer hacking to another level. Let's read this. My computer was acting up yesterday. It wouldn't let me shut it down. I had to force shut it down. I don't know why it did that. New genre of artificial intelligence programs take computer hacking to another level. San Francisco, August 8th, Reuters. The nightmare scenario for computer security. Artificial intelligence programs that can learn how to evade even the best defenses may already have arrived. That warning from security researchers is driven home by a team from IBM Corp who have used the artificial intelligence technique known as machine learning to build hacking programs that could slip past top-tier defensive measures. The group will unveil details of its experiment at the Black Hat Security Conference in Los Angeles on Wednesday. So that was yesterday. State-of-the-art defenses generally rely on examining what the attack software is doing rather than the more commonplace technique. If you're into that kind of stuff, if I had to do all over when I went to school, I would have been a computer programmer instead of a computer tech. That's where the money is. I could have been building pretty awesome programs, but here I am. Here I am. Let's see. Officials scrambling to reverse rising unemployment. Police struggle to solve violence, earn trust of community. This is Chicagoland. I spoke about that before. The dog peeing and someone getting fatally killed, fatally shot. Unbelievable. Popsicle by Air marks milestone in drone delivery. What do we have here? Toddler popsicles by Air marks milestone in U.S. drone delivery. It's from her home in a wooden hollow in Virginia Hill country. Brianna Smith and her two-year-old son Jack entered the aviation record books on Tuesday, just 6 minutes after a technician from Alphabet Inc.'s wing clicked the confirm order. Yeah, pretty cool, I guess. But again, I don't care much about that. President lawyers seek narrower scope for interview. Don't do the interview. Don't do it. Play your Trump ace card and declassify everything. And stop playing these stupid games with these idiots. It's not worth it. Don't you see the whole thing is just designed to get rid of you? These are corrupt defense attorneys, prosecutors. They won't stop until they get you. They will do anything. So why would you even give in to them? Giuliani's got to go. So President Trump's lawyers rejected the special counsel's latest turn for an interview in the Russian investigation, countering on Wednesday with an offer that suggests a narrower path for answering questions people familiar with the matter said. I'm not reading anymore. I don't know why you would agree to this. I don't understand. I don't get it at all. Don't understand. Let me just take a quick break and I will return.
Started middle class in a wheelchair. On a crappy sitcom making good cash every year. Now I'm dancing stupid by a car. Trying to convince you that my life was so damn hard. I done had it tough from the jump. Living with my mama in a nice house, it was rough. On top of that shit, my bombers for was whack. I didn't get a Bentley and my cake tasted like crap. Then Degrassi canned me cause I couldn't act. Had to get a real job and I got promoted fast. So I decided I'ma be a rap star. I met Baby and Wayne and they loved me right away. They said,
we like how your sounds, I'm out of town. And those massive eyebrows are so marketable. We can tell your life and that's where it goes. Do you even own a Bentley?
No, I don't. It's bullshit, yo. Can I sign with y'all? That would be cool.
Sure you can, big boy. Just meet us in the storage room.
Took it in the bottom, now I'm signed. Took it in the bottom for my new team, now I'm signed.
Now you can sincere till you're blind. By the way, did you know I'm the best skater alive?
I look like a filthy man. Plus I'm a Canadian, so I ain't no harder than Bieber. But I like to pretend that I am. Just don't tell nobody that I'm faker than my nauseous keister.
Why the hell are you wearing women's jeans?
Hey, get off of my case, they make me feel pretty.
Just to remind myself I'm a douche. I wear every single chain, even when I'm kissing Wayne. Now we sipping champagne on a private jet. Just to prove that I'm richer than you'll ever get.
Did I tell you guys that I skate yet?
Yes!
Well, what the hell is that?
The engines are under stress! Something is weighing the stamp plane down!
The only explanation is Drake big ass eyebrow.
I'm sorry, but we have to throw you out!
But I started from the bottom.
And that's where you're ending now!
No. Come on, man! I'll shave my eyebrows, man! Don't do this!
Too late!
No, 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 no!
Welcome back. Very funny stuff by Bart Baker. Started from the bottom. Basically a Drake parody. But you know what they say about parodies? It's based off of reality. If I always like to say there's a lot of truth in every joke, or some truth in every joke. So that's, I believe that there's lots of truth in what this song parody was talking about. But let's get back to some news. Let's get back to a little bit of news. Let's see here. Watch out, America. Love Island is coming. What is this all about? Love Island is coming. CBS bringing Love Island to US with series order. The reality show, I am so done with reality shows. I don't watch them anymore. I've been done with them since the Jerry Springer days. I don't know about you, but I don't watch these reality shows. I don't. Ever since I found out that they're scripted, just like a regular show is. You know, it did it for me, because when I thought that they were actually spontaneous, I was into them. But once I found out that they were scripted, and I should have known, I was done with them. I don't watch reality shows anymore. Even the American Idol, I wonder if that was scripted too. Who knows? I've been done with them since season 3. When Ruben Scudder, the fatty, I don't even know what happened to him. Whatever happened to him? He sunk like the Titanic, no pun intended. Anyway, CBS is setting sail to Love Island. The network has secured rights for an American version of the dating show. I am so not caring. I really don't care. I don't care. It's just not something I'm going to be watching. I don't watch reality shows anymore. So I don't care. I really don't. What's this? NYT hits digital wall. Subscriber growth slows. Of course. of course it's going to slow. Of course, who wants to read about crap? It's fake. Fakey, fake, fake. The New York Times added fewer paid digital subscribers in the second quarter as it cut back on discounts, overshadowing its better than expected quarterly results and sending its shares down nearly 5% on Wednesday. Good. The newspaper publisher started charging for online subscription. That is why when I try to click on their stories, they won't let me read it. And I won't. This digital subscription starting at $97.76 for a year are cheaper than printed editions. I don't want it. Bottom line, I don't want it at all. You guys suck. Sucky, suck, suck. Okay? So it's understandable why you're losing subscribers. And, of course, as the morning rises, I thought Sugar Glass was supposed to be sleeping, but apparently they've awakened. I could hear the wheels turning. They want a treat. They want a treat. They always seem to interrupt me while I'm doing my show. Let me give them a treat and I shall return.
Oh my goodness. Have you checked out the new Political Bomb Show t-shirt? It's amazing, a must-have if you're a fan of the podcast. Get one now at politicalbombshow.cf. Get one now at politicalbombshow.cf.
Welcome back. Sorry about that. Zoom was awake. She's always the first one awake looking for a treat. So shout out to Zoom. Why am I shouting up my own sugar gliders? It's funny. All right, let's get back to some news here. Let's see if there's anything worth reading. Robots getting more social. Are humans ready? Did I read something like this already? Is this about that same stupid, let's see. Personalized AI-powered robots are getting more sociable as technology evolves, but humans remain reluctant to accept them. Of course, we're reluctant to accept them. Have you seen The Terminator? Oh, it's not just a movie. Some movies are based on reality or things that might become reality. So personal home robots that can socialize with people are starting to roll out of the laboratory and into our living rooms and kitchens, but are humans ready to invite them into our lives? It's taken decades of research to build robots even a fraction as sophisticated as those featured in popular science fiction. They don't much resemble their fictional predecessors. They mostly don't walk, only sometimes roll, and often lack limbs. Worse, they're so far losing out to immobile smart speakers made by Amazon, Apple, and Google. Yeah, I don't care much about it, really. I'll be honest, I don't care. I just don't care. I can't pretend like I care when I don't care. Exercise linked to mental better health. What else you got here? Congressman arrested for what is this? Security frauds. Refused to resign. Let's see. Political implications of Collins' indictment. There's nothing preventing him from running, even after an arrest for insider trading. It's Buffalo, New York. The arrest of a sitting congressman facing re-election in November may have implications for Republican Chris Collins, RNY. Collins' arrest for insider trading could be gift for Democrats. I don't care. I don't care. Let's see what else is in the news. What do we have here? Like father, like son. Trump Jr. defiant about Russian probe. Why shouldn't it be? It's all fake. All made up. All about some stupid dossier about golden showers. And people are supposed to believe this crap. Please. The hell out of my face with that. If Donald Trump Jr. is worried, he sure doesn't show it. His father, the president, is reported to be fretting about his eldest son's entanglement in the Russian investigation. And John Jr.'s role in the special counsel's probe continues to throw off headlines. But the 40-year-old son is hardly ducking his head. He's beloved on the right as a swaggering embodiment of the Make America Great Again agenda. And he's embracing his role as a popular emissary for his father. Crisscrossing the country on campaign trips, penning up op-eds in support of favored candidates, and showcasing his new relationship with former Fox News host Kim Gallfall. I don't even remember. I don't know who that is. I haven't been watching. I don't watch Fox that much, I'll be honest. Unbowed and unapologetic, the son's approach appears to mirror his father. So there you have that. All right, let's just get into what I really wanted to talk about, and that's Americans having short-term memory. Politicians and people in public office, they count on it because they know that if they did something really wrong, by the time November rolls around, you won't even remember it. And that's why we keep having establishment Republicans and liberal Democrats in there who done wrong. Because, like I said, Americans, we forget too easily. And we don't hold them accountable and we vote them right back in. So that's a problem. That's a problem. That's a big problem. I don't know why we do it. I really don't know. I mean, if I had to take some wild guesses, I would say that entertainment and drugs plays a big role, because you're too busy doing drugs and being entertained by movies and whatever else entertain you that you completely just turn a blind eye to what they're doing to you. So I think that's a huge problem. And until we fix that problem, we're going to continue to re-elect politicians that's bad for us, bad for the country. It's the honest truth. It really is. I don't understand why we do it, but I know that it's not a good thing. Feeling kind of sick today. I don't know why, but I took some extra strength energy shot, and I don't know if it's because I took it in an empty stomach, but I'm feeling like really kind of sick to the stomach, so pardon me. I'm struggling to get through the rest of the show here. I'm trying, but I feel like really sick, I feel like I want to pass out, sort of sick. I don't know what will help me right now. I've been drinking lots of water, but I feel lightheaded. Ugh. Really lightheaded. I'm leaning towards grabbing a beer, honestly. Down a beer or a shot or something. See if that'll finish me off. But that wouldn't be professional. Man, I do feel horrible, though. I don't know what's going on here. Let's take a quick break. Let me get some water.
I know nothing. That's why when you yell at me,
get out of my room.
I say, what do you mean?
Get off.
Now when I'm grabbing your breasts and you scream at me,
no!
What do you mean?
I think you should leave.
Sorry, I don't understand. What do you mean?
Get out of here or I'll scream.
Okay, but can you tell me what's that thing?
Are you serious, dude? That's a doorknob.
I see, but can you tell me how it works?
Seriously? Grab it, turn it, then you pull it open. Now get out of my hotel room, you jerk.
But where do I go?
Down this hallway, then you turn right. There's a staircase and the exit is down 2 flights.
Who are you?
I'm Amy from housekeeping.
I really want to know, how do you clean?
Here, watch, I turn on the vacuum and I sweep up the floor.
What's that?
Ice cream.
Ice cream?
Here, try.
Wow, that tastes good, what's in it?
Mainly sugar and milk.
What's that machine?
Seriously though, what is that thing?
Shh.
Bieber say cheese.
What was that? I think I'm blind. How do I see? Ah!
Your eyes were closed, you dummy.
Ay, ay, ay. How did he get so dumb?
What color's green? What is this?
That's urine. You are peeing.
What's this stuff on my body?
It's skin.
Why is my chest moving?
Your heart is beating.
Who am I? You moron, you are just in.
Your last 2 songs are both questions. Why is your brain so fried?
It is probably from all of them hair dye. All of my singles on my new CD. Oh, what gonna be questions? What's happening?
We're kidnapping you.
What are those?
They're your arms.
What is that?
This is rope.
What's that feeling?
It's pain.
Why can't I get up and move?
Why am I tied to this dope?
Hey, what's that thing? Why is it burning?
Lighter, we're free.
How do I stand up?
Come on, we don't have much time. Dumbass, help me.
How do you do? How cool? Let's go.
I'm not jumping.
Why?
Gravity, we'll die.
What's gravity?
Now do you get what I mean?
No.
What do you mean?
Support our podcast by getting a free silicone wristband with a small donation. Visit politicalbombshow.cf and click on the wristbands in bottom right-hand corner of page.
Oh, what do you mean? You're feeling sick and you want to throw up. What do you mean? The Outer End IPA woke me up. It sure did. Oh, man. Yeah, sometimes that happens, and you don't know why. I mean, I've heard, and this could be some truth in this, they say that when your garbage, mostly for people who live in apartments and condos, when you keep your garbage in your apartment too long, the bacteria can kill you and make you sick, and it kind of smells like the garbage, so I threw it outside. I think that's what was making me sick. So, yeah, when you put something that's really, that's going to attract a lot of bacteria and smell, you should throw it out right away. That's the moral of this story. That's the moral of the story. But Americans, we really do need to hold politicians and public servants accountable, and we have to stop having short-term memories when it comes to things that they have done to us and to the nation and to the United States. We have to hold them accountable, and we have to send a message. We did that with Trump, but we need to really So I'll call these establishment Republicans and liberal Democrats and just bring in all outsiders, not outsiders like Cortez, as she got rejected, as you can see. She didn't go anywhere. Pretty much all the endorsed candidates of the Democrats, they all fell flat on their faces, because that is a good sign of that Democrats are not ready to go full on, full blown socialist. So that's a good sign. Good sign. Let's see. What else? Not much else to talk about. I mean, I'd like to keep on talking, but honestly, I really do need to wake up. Feel better. I need to feel better. Whew. And it's just like a typical Thursday. You know what I say about Thursdays. And it's really hard to get over Thursday. Thursday is really rough because you've been through a really rough week and now you're feeling sick and tired and you just want to get to Friday. And so that's what I want to do. Get to Friday. Friday. Oh, man. Boy, do I love Fridays. Fridays is my days. But let's stop being forgetful, Americans. Seriously. We need to hold them accountable. Don't be forgetful. And let's do what we need to do to make America great again. This is what we voted for, most of us. So don't be distracted by these investigations, this fake stuff. Let's not be distracted. Let's show the president that we support him by going out there strong and voting for people that's going to support our president and his agenda. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So, I don't really have much more to say. And I will definitely see you on Friday. Good night's rest later tonight should make me feel better. I'm sure of it. So, that's pretty much all I got for today. Thanks for listening.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're off to corrupt it. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.